Hello, Carol. You still there?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Wright. I've seen you, and I think you're wonderful. Anyways, two quick questions, and then I have a friend that has a very, very urgent question to ask you. Okay, you talked about on our program life extension niacinamide, that you could take the time release and only take two times a day, the 1,000, two times a day. I have joint pain, and I also have depression and anxiety, and the major thing would be to help my joint pain. I have severe arthritis and degeneration of my spine and stenosis and herniated disc. And I wanted to know, is the time release more toxic for my liver than taking the 1,000 milligrams three times a day, which is what you recommended, if I remember correctly, for pain?
Okay.
Of the niacinamide.
I understand the niacinamide. Now, a couple of things just to be certain that it's understood, and that is the stenosis is not going to respond to niacinamide as far as I know. It's the arthritic joint pain that responds to that. Now, the reason for it has actually been researched. What the niacinamide does is help to reactivate the mitochondria inside the cartilage cells so they don't deteriorate. It's as simple as that. Okay, however, a little misunderstanding here. It's not Life Extension Foundation at all. The time-release niacinamide is a 1,500 milligram capsule, and I forgot who made it, but you can call Tahoma Dispensary and ask them, and buy it anywhere you want to, Tahoma Dispensary or any place else, but it's a 1,500 milligram time-release. It's a large capsule. Many women have trouble getting it down, and it does make a total of 3,000. So if a woman has trouble with that large tablet, it's a tablet, not a capsule, my mistake, then the 1,000 milligrams three times a day is the next best and almost as good but not quite alternative. And neither one of them gives any liver trouble without you letting you know. Now, that's about 1% of the time in my experience, and I can say that with a great deal of confidence because I've been watching it work since the 1970s. It's about 1%. And what the liver does in that 1%, it says, excuse me, I'm going to make you feel just a tiny bit oozy, cruisy, seasick, like you're nauseated. And if that's the case, uh-oh, that's my liver act telling me I'm taking too much. I better back off. But if that does not happen, then a person can take that total of 3,000 milligrams of niacinamide as long as they want to, and the large majority of the time, it really helps the arthritic pain. And I wish I could tell you it would help the spinal stenosis and so forth, but the arthritic pain is where it really helps.
Okay, one quick question. Does it help? You said something about it has the same, some of the clinically researched benefits it's Librium or something like that.
Yes, ma'am. That research came from the company that actually made Valium after their patent ran out. And they set up the world's largest niacinamide manufacturing plant, and they actually paid for some research, and it showed that niacinamide activated the same places that Valium and Librium activates. That's correct for a lot of people.
Oh, the Valium company did that, huh?
Yes. They wanted to sell their niacinamide, too.
Okay, you're wonderful. Thank you. Now, real quick. I'll make it real quick. I'm legally blind. I get flashing lights in my eye, and they can't do surgery because I get it from the scar tissue, traction species from retinopathy of prematurity and being given 100% oxygen. And they tell me I just have to wait until my retina, if it detaches, it detaches, but they can't do anything to stop it because if I had to have surgery again, the chances of me having any functional vision in that legally blind eye, and I'm legally blind totally, is extremely poor. And so I watched at night getting these flashing lights and saying, well, the doctor says you get a curtain coming over your eye, then call me. So is there anything I can do other than I'm just taking the regular supplements that help support the eye, sight power and other things? Is there anything that you do at your clinic that would help the traction species moving in on my retina?
Oh, dear, ma'am, I'm sorry to hear that, and I don't know of anything at the moment. We would have to look into that. We do have the capability of looking into it, but we would have to look into it because it comes
now,
up so rarely.
Now, what doctor would you recommend that I see there at the Tacoma Clinic for that?
Oh, okay, where are you located, ma'am?
In Tacoma.
In Tacoma? Well, that would be the Tukwila Clinic. And for that, you could check in with either Dr. Persa or Dr. Russell.
Dr. Russell? Would you recommend Dr. Russell?
Dr. Russell? Oh, I recommend them both, ma'am. They both do a very good job.
Okay, here's my friend. She has a very important question. Just a second.
Well, okay, but let's see what time we got here.
Okay.
Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, we just got a minute here, sir, ma'am. So ask your question. We'll probably have to answer it after the top of the hour. I'm sorry. It's radio.
Okay. I've had chronic sinus infections for 3/4 of a year and had to have antibiotics, and I had surgery in November, and that was supposed to clear up the problem, but it didn't. And now they're talking about giving me more surgery and going up high, and let me see. It's a frontal sinus, I think they said, was a problem now. And I was wondering if there was anything that I could do to avoid surgery.
Well, there may be, ma'am. It's a little bit of a long explanation, though, so please hang on until after the top of the hour news and stuff. It's the radio business. Carol didn't tell me your name, ma'am. What is your name?
Sue.
Hi, Sue. And the sinus problem. Okay, there are a couple of things, but either one of them you'll probably need to work with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. One thing is a substance, and the other thing is an energy. Now, the substance is called potassium iodide. It's fairly well known.
Iodide.
It's fairly well known that potassium iodide concentrates on surface lining and kills germs, concentrates particularly on the surface linings of the respiratory tract, the lungs, the sinuses. And if we take enough potassium iodide, and that's where you need to be working with the doctor, the sinuses get saturated with potassium iodide. And if this happens to be a virus or a bacteria, I'm sorry, it's dead. It's dead, and you have to blow it all out and all that kind of stuff, but it's gone. Now, if it's a fungus, some of the funguses are susceptible and some aren't, but there are some botanicals that get rid of fairly tough funguses, and that's where the doctor can help you with it. Now, the reason I keep mentioning a doctor here is potassium iodide at a high dose, if it's prolonged for weeks and weeks, can suppress a person's thyroid, and we don't want to do that. Now, we got a call back from a woman who tried this, maybe a month or two ago, and she took it for a few days and stopped. But she said it made her sinuses run and run and run. But then after she got done with all the snorting and blowing her nose, the infection was finally gone. So that is one possibility. But because of this small chance of suppressing one's own thyroid, it just might be a good idea to find a doc who knows how to do this kind of stuff and work with potassium iodide and get rid of it that way.
My thyroid, I was born with a non-functional thyroid, basically.
Oh, so you got to take thyroid supplements or prescription or whatever, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case and you're dependent and I'm sorry for that, but you've lived with it all this time, and it doesn't hurt anything if it's identical to natural thyroid, and you're taking it from the outside, then the potassium iodide isn't going to have anything left to suppress. And so what one usually does, and I'm real sorry, it's a lot of potassium iodide. It comes in little drops, about 600 drops in a one-ounce bottle, and one puts, depending on one's weight, anywhere from 10 to 15 if you're a big person and 10 if you're a small person and you have in between if you're in between, into water and swallows them down, I'm not kidding, 2-3 times a day, and those sinuses just really start to run usually the first day, sometimes the second day, and if it's
a
virus, at least 2 or 3 times, ma'am, because we've got to keep it saturated in there, and it's uncomfortable. You've got to keep blowing your nose, and you can taste the iodide in the mouth and all that. But if you're all concerned about any other problems, you might want to check with a doc who knows what they're doing with potassium iodide.
My doctor in Tukwila.
Yeah, well, for that, any of our doctors in Tukwila know how to work with this.
Oh, any doctor, okay.
Yeah, any of our Tahoma Clinic doctors. Now, there's one other thing, too. Although it does, it costs more than potassium iodide. Have you got a pencil handy, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. You want to put this word into your search engine, and up will come a lot of information about it. It says
M-A-G-N-A. Okay.
N-A. N as in nose. N-A-T-H-E-R-M. Magna Therm. And, of course, that's just Greek for big heat. And if you put T-H-E-R-M, Magna Therm.
Oh, Magna Therm. Okay.
Yeah. And then you put in sinus and the sinus therapy. And up will come a whole bunch of places. Here's one in San Clemente, and here's another one in some other city. A whole bunch of doctor's offices. They're all natural medicine doctors that have a gadget called the Magna Therm, and we actually have one, too. And what that does is it safely heats the sinuses. How do you like that? It's what's called diathermy. It safely heats the sinuses without heating the outside skin. It's really cool. It's some sort of a magnetic wave, and it goes in there and it heats up those sinuses and it just cooks a little infection. So you can, and of course, once it's cooked, it's dead, and that's that. So you can read about that online by putting in Magna Therm Sinus Energy, and you can read all about it. And me, just because it's less expensive, you don't have to go in for the Magna Therm. You have to go in for a session. You have the Magna Therm unit put right in front of your face, so you can't even read a book for about 30 minutes while the thing's turned on. And you sometimes have to have that done two or three times. And the potassium iodide, particularly since you're taking thyroid outside supplements, the potassium iodide is a lot less expensive and frequently does the job. If that doesn't work, this Magna Therm, wow, I've seen that get rid of a lot of sinus infections, ma'am, and neither one of them involves surgery. How do you like that?
That's all right. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Heats, Dr. Wright. We're your A1 plus.
Yeah, A+.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I'm just quoting this Magna Therm thing. You can read about it yourself online.
Okay, thank you.
How expensive is it approximately?
It's charged depending on which doctor's office. It's usually charged according to time taken. You know, if it's, let's see, half an hour doctor's appointment costs thus and such, and if this takes half an hour.
You have to go to a doctor's office to get it done. Like, you're going to get it done at the Tukwila Clinic?
Tukwila Clinic? Yeah, you could. Yeah. You could, but like I say, it's less expensive to try the potassium iodide first, particularly if you're unfortunate enough not to have your own thyroid gland, have to take thyroid supplements.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling.